your Bible and on your electronic device. Verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing.
Right.
For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Before you sit down, I want to use for a topic, don't pass out on this journey.
All right.
All right. You see that in the very presence of God, the Word of God, for the people of God, for the edification of the saints, for the conviction of sinners, and the saving of all souls. And I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Amen. We thank God for you today. We thank God for our ushers. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I want to thank our young people.
Amen.
They did an outstanding job of ministering to us through bands. Amen. I certainly want to recognize the experts. They had the experts with them.
Yeah. Say it.
They had DJ, they had Chantel, and they had their own with them.
Yeah.
Wanda. Amen. Don't pass out on this journey. Amen. Won't you say that with me? Don't pass out.
Don't pass out
on this journey.
On this journey.
I want to talk the 3 points. The weight of this world. Don't pass out. Don't faint. And thirdly, the day of reaping. I need to start this sermon by stating that there is too much confusion going on in the world and in our country.
Yeah.
Every day. It's something new.
Yeah.
New chaos or confusion in the world and in our country.
Yeah.
Every day it seems like I need to buy a new TV because I'm getting ready to tear up the one I got.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm at a point in my life where I want peace in my life.
Yeah.
It's time out for all of this bickering going back and forth. Every day is something.
Set it up, preacher.
From 6 o'clock a.m. till 6 at evening, then in the nighttime, they're repeating the same stuff that's gone on all day long.
My.
Men can't cross a break or crack 2 pecans together. They want to shoot nuclear missiles at each other.
Come on now.
People walking the streets talking about taking their country back.
Nah.
That they stole from somebody else.
My. Say it again.
I don't know about you, but I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night.
That's right.
And it would seem like to me that if you don't open your mouth, you need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness in here?
You got a witness.
Do I have anybody that know history for yourself?
Yes.
Amen. You can't discover where somebody is already at. Amen. You're going to help me after a while, won't you?
Yeah.
Isn't it sad that in the 21st century, you still have people that don't like somebody because of the color of their skin? It's sad that if that's where you still are and you think you are going to heaven any kind of way. The God that I serve said that if I be lifted up,
that's what he said.
Then the Lord said, I'll draw men unto me.
That's what he said.
Paul writes in Romans, he says that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Is there anybody here who's in that whosoever? That means that anybody can be saved, and all can be saved regardless of what your skin color or what your ethnicity is.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I'm like John, who wrote that I looked and I saw none.
Yeah.
That no man could number.
None. That's right.
Amen. That means that the God that we serve has no discrimination.
Yeah.
Up in glory land, and who can be saved. In Kissimmee, 2 police officers were shot to death by another man.
My God.
Let me say this to all of us. A man is in bad shape who doesn't respect authority.
Amen.
And even at the church house, from a pastor's view, it's always something Amen. Going on at the church house.
Amen.
Do I have a witness in here? What am I saying today? The weight of this world has a way of wearing you and I down.
Amen.
To the point where we want to give up. We want to stay home. Or not get involved in the things of this world anymore. The weight of this world can drive you to the point where you change and become a bad person. You can become a different person. In fact, it can drive you to become an evil person. The weight of this world will drive you to throw up your hands at bad situations. The weight of this world will drive you to the point where you used to get involved. But now you don't get involved anymore with anything not affecting you or your family.
Amen.
The weight of this world can drive you to the point where you will tell people, my name is Bennett, and I ain't in it. The weight, the problems of this world can drive you to a point where you want to faint or do what I call pass out on this journey in life.
Yes.
What is passing out or fainting that I'm talking about today? Passing out is when you stop doing good in the world and doing good things for other people. Passing out is when you develop an I don't care attitude about living life anymore. Passing out is when you see wrong and you don't say anything about it. Or you see it, but you pretend like you don't see it. Passing out is when you claim to be a Christian, but you cuss people out who ask you a question or ask you for some help. Come on, I know I got somebody here who know what I'm talking about. Is there anybody here who's ever had one of your bad days? When you roll out of God's bed,
come on,
won't even give the Lord praise. You got a made up mind.
Made up.
That I'm going to cuss somebody out today. I wish I had a prayer in church today. Can we go ahead and just keep it 100? Is there anybody here ever had a bad day and you didn't feel like dealing with people? And you rolled your eyes at somebody and you rolled back to the preacher, I wish you would.
Yeah. Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
See, we just got to call things for what they are. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Somebody would get saved if you told them the things you used to do. The places you used to go. The things you used to put in your face and put in your mouth. But thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
That he let me live just a little while longer. And now sing my soul. My Savior God to thee. Anybody here who know that God is great and worthy to be praised? From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, his name is worthy.
Yes, sir.
We should have somebody that knew what I was talking about.
Come on, preacher.
Who wasn't ashamed to stand up and say, for God I live and for God I die. Somebody that can say, if it was not for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? Somebody that know that it was nobody but the Lord that brought me from a mighty long way. Did the Lord bring you off of the auction block of sin when you were out doing everything that you wanted to do? And now you'll sit in church and won't even raise your hand and say, for God I live and for God I die. I don't know how you feel about it, but I thank God for what he's done in my life. But hey, he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. For placing me in a brand new car. Wait on your praise in order for me to praise him. I'm going to praise him anyhow, and I don't need to wait on plenty to praise him. I praise him. See, the problem is we got too many people shameless proclaiming that you're a Christian. Worried about what somebody else did. Let me tell you something. You don't have a heaven or hell to put me in. Praise him anyhow. David said, well, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I don't know how people can come to church and just put a frown on their face. Did God do something for you on this past week? You weren't outside last night. You were covered some kind of way. You ought to thank God for what he has done in your life. I know you don't have a brand new car, but you got something that'll get you from point A to point B. You may not have a car, but you might got some change in your pocket that you can get on that number one or number two and get yourself a transfer to get you to where you want to be. Let me redeem that, Lord. Say, so is there anybody in there who's so glad that God is an awesome God that he did not even look down on you? And you are so great that he broke you from the mighty Lord. I don't think I would get a beauty if the Lord never did. I need you to touch somebody and say, he's all right. ask somebody that will really help me when you're in a van. When you want to invite somebody outside. When you want to go off on somebody. Come on, I know y'all been saved all your life. There ought to be somebody here who want to help me right here.
Come on.
Preacher, I've been right there.
Yes, Lord.
I wanted to lay my religion down. I wanted to get my box cut. I know y'all packing in here. I know somebody knows what I'm talking about. Have you ever had a bad day you just want to just go up on somebody? That's when you feel like passing out.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He may not come when you want him to.
Always.
But there's somehow I need the Lord to show up and show out right now.
Right now.
In my life. Passing out is when you let your child or children do whatever they want to do. Am I right about it?
On target.
Passing out is when you stop going to the church house.
Yeah.
Every Sunday like you used to. Before God opened the windows of heaven and poured you out a blessing that you didn't have room to receive.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know how you and I get after we get the blessing.
Yeah.
We don't go to church like we used to.
My God.
We don't sing like we used to.
My God.
We don't clap our hands. We don't stand on our feet like we used to.
My God.
Looking at the weight of this world. Well, passing out is when you need to pray a fervent prayer to God.
Yeah.
But now you just send up something empty and a shallow prayer.
Yeah.
In summary, passing out is when you have gotten weary in or stopped well doing.
Yeah.
Here in this book of Galatians, Paul is the inspired writer.
Yes, sir.
The book of Galatians is written by Paul, and it's Paul's most intense letter that he has ever written.
Yes, sir.
This epistle is intense, and Paul's anger is evident by the omission of Paul's usual expression of praise.
Yeah.
After his salutation.
My God.
What was going on, preacher, in Galatia that made Paul so angry?
Uh-huh.
Here's what's going on. People had visited the Galatians' teaching views, contrary to what Paul had taught.
Uh-huh.
And their teaching centered around the need to supplement the faith in Christ with the obedience to the law of Moses. In particular, these fake false teachers called Judaizers taught circumcision was required for salvation, since it marked the conversion of a Gentile male to Judaism. Paul forcefully presented his position
that
justification, being pardoned of your sins, comes by, watch this, the grace of God, by faith alone in Christ Jesus and nobody else.
Nobody else.
Paul pointed out that one's salvation is in no way contingent on observation of the law of Moses.
Uh-huh.
You ought to be paying attention to this text right here.
Come on.
Watch out for what people are out there teaching and preaching today.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Listen to me. I'm a hard person to preach to. When I am listening to someone preach, I want them to stay in the Word.
Yeah.
Listen to me. We're not interested in what you think the Bible says. We want to know what the Bible says. Am I right about it?
You're right about it.
I be careful about all these folks walking around talking about their prophets and can't hit the jackpot ball.
The Powerball.
Powerball. That's what I meant. That's all right. Well, we know what somebody's been playing. Now, if you hit it, you need to give me a cut. I be careful about people calling themselves apostles and ain't seen the law.
Yeah.
This good teaching right here. Yeah. This good collard greens and neck bones right here. Have I got a witness in here?
Yeah.
Listen to me, everybody that's teaching doesn't teach it for the law.
Amen.
And I want to say this, I wouldn't go to a church never talked about Jesus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to a church that didn't tell me how I can get saved.
Come on.
You get saved by believing that Jesus came. He died on a hill called Calvary. He was buried in the grave, and he rose 3 days later with all power in his hand. Listen, there's too many people going to hell with a whole bunch of money. When I go to church, I want to hear about amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I want to hear that Jesus keep me. I want to hear that just a little talk with Jesus. I wish I had somebody from the early church that would help me right here. Just a little talk with Jesus. Won't he make everything
all right?
I want to hear I was shackled by a heavy burden. Need the load of guilt and shame. But the hand of God touched me. Won't God do it? do it. I want to hear that Jesus saves me from the uttermost to the guttermost. I want to hear a song that Jesus can fix it like nobody else can. And if Jesus can't fix it, then baby, nobody can. Paul here is saying you're way off base. This is what we need to observe today, because a lot of our so-called churches and our preachers are off base.
Yes, sir.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard someone get up teaching and so-called preaching and they never talked about Jesus at all?
My God.
That's motivational speaking, by the way.
Yeah.
I want to hear that Jesus is my Savior.
Yes.
And that he can show up and he'll show out.
Yes, sir.
And when I call on Jesus, he always take my call.
Yes,
he doesn't use the caller ID.
Yes,
Paul here is telling the Galatians here, you're way off base.
Yeah.
In other words, Paul taught that relying on observance of the law demonstrated that one lacked the necessary faith that Christ alone is sufficient for salvation.
Yeah.
In our selected text, we see Paul is teaching on fulfilling the law of Christ.
Yes, sir.
He starts by telling the saints that if a person is overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, now if you don't go to church now, you can't tell nobody else about living
right. That's right.
Now, if you got top shelf liquor, y'all mighty quiet on this one. If you got brown liquor at your house, you can't tell me nothing or anybody else about not drinking.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
You know what liquor is. I'm talking about Grey Goose.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm talking about Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Crown Royal. Yeah. Apple. Johnny Walker Red. Wish somebody would help me right here. But I know you don't drink and you're not going to say nothing. Paul here saying, you which are spirit, watch this teaching point. Everybody can't go correct somebody else. You need somebody that's spiritual.
Yeah.
That can lead someone from their error of their ways into a right relationship with the Lord. Am I right about it? He starts here telling them, you which are spiritual, go and help somebody else who has strayed from the way.
Yeah.
Here Paul is saying in verse 2, Paul encourages us to help others who are overburdened with problems or faults.
Yeah.
Anybody here who doesn't mind testifying that you have some burdens and problems along this life journey?
Yes, we do.
I know we all dressed up, but all of us out of here ought to keep things 100 and let everybody know, hey, sometimes, regardless of how I'm looking, you just don't know what I'm going through. That's the reason I need to be in church on Sunday. At the very least, to get a word and get a song from Zion to help me and encourage me to stay in this game called life.
Yeah.
Listen, it's easy to fool somebody else, but we can't fool God.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I need God in my life. Paul here says that we're going to be overburdened with problems and faults. Listen, all of us need someone to talk to at some point. Watch this, when we have made mistakes in life.
Yeah.
Look at verse 3 where Paul tells us, for if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, all you're doing is fooling yourself.
That's what it says.
See, I don't worry about people that like to shout out titles and names, prefixes and suffixes. I don't worry about, and I'm not intimidated by people that walk around with their chest stuck out, thinking they're better than somebody else. Look at what the word right here says. Say, if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, all you're doing is fooling yourself.
Amen.
Four teaching points right here in this particular verse 3. One, you're not all that.
Yeah.
Number 2, you're not better than anyone else.
Right.
I don't care what your last name is. I don't care how much money you got in the bank. I don't care what car you drive.
I don't care
what your zip code is. We all got to go the same way.
Amen.
Third, you have sinned and come short of the glory of God, just like I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen, somebody. Fourth, you can't talk about or talk down to someone else like you've always had it together.
Yeah.
Is there anybody here who doesn't mind testifying? If it wasn't for the Lord, who showed me mercy and grace, I would not be in the service right now. Oh, don't fool me now. I need a real witness right here. Somebody who doesn't mind testifying that, preacher, I was out there doing everything I wanted to do, but thanks be to God that he let me live just a little while longer. I don't mind waving my hand or standing on my feet giving him praise for what he has done in my life, because he has brought me. Didn't he bring you from a mighty long way?
Hey.
I got one person right there. Did he bring you from a mighty low?
Yeah.
Is there anybody else who can say he brought you from a mighty low?
Yeah.
Is there somebody else who can say he brought me from a mighty low?
Yeah.
If you don't mind, trust somebody next to you and say, Lord, he brought me from a mighty low. Why I dare you get up out of your seat and tell somebody he brought me? I'm getting ready to close, but look at verses 4 and 5. And it teaches us that all of us are responsible for our own conduct.
Yeah.
And our actions.
Yeah.
Listen, stop blaming somebody else for the problem that you have created.
Amen.
And listen, I need to say this. Don't tell me about the white man.
Yeah.
Because I've had more black folk do me wrong than white folk.
Amen.
We are too far off base. And let me say this about this monument and all this foolishness going on. We're missing the point on that. What good is taking down monuments and the people inside the building act the same way? Amen. Somebody. Monuments belong in museums. You can't tell history. Am I right about it? And you don't tell the truth about it. Amen, somebody.
Yes, sir.
In this text here, Paul says that they teach us is responsible before God. And that one day each of us will have to give an account to God of our own conduct.
Yeah.
Mama can't speak for me. Grandma can't speak for me. Mama can't speak for you, and Daddy can't speak for you. You got to stand on your own merit one of these old days.
One of these days.
And I want to say this. Sometimes in life, can't nobody hold you but yourself. If you want to go higher, then you should be striving to go higher. And not blame anybody else for your problem. Look at verse 7 and 8. I call this the boomerang effect. Where the very word of God teaches all of us to be careful of how you treat people.
That's right.
Do I have any witnesses in here? Is there anybody in here who's lived for a little while and can truly testify? You need to be careful how you treat people.
Yeah.
Am I right about it?
Yeah.
You ought to be careful about walking by people with your nose in the cloud. You ought to be careful about rolling your eyes and gritting your teeth, talking about this son Negro you never will be. In other words, whatever you give out is going to come back to you. Down to verse 10, and we're going to come back to verse 9 as we get ready to sit down. In verse 10, Paul teaches us that as we have therefore opportunity,
let us
underline this, do good.
Do good.
Look at what he says here. Not unto some people. He said, do good unto what? All people. Watch it right there. You don't see any color there, do you?
No.
You don't see any race there, do you?
No.
He said, do good unto all people. Watch this now. Especially unto the household of faith. Those who've been boned again. They ought to get some extra. Am I right about it? Can I say this especially with everything going on around us? How are you going to heaven and how are you saying that you don't like someone because of the color of their skin or his or her ethnicity? The very word of God says do good to everybody.
Do good.
And do good especially to the household of faith, the saints of God. Listen to me. Don't jeopardize your safety or put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah.
But when was the last time you did something good for somebody else who's less fortunate than yourself? Now look at verse 9 as we come to a close.
Work it, work it.
Verse 9, Paul says, and let us underline this, not be weary.
Don't be weary.
In well doing.
Yeah.
For in due season, the time is right, we shall reap if we faint not.
That's right.
That's why I say don't pass out. Can I ask this on my way to my seat? Have you ever found yourself right here getting weary and well doing?
Yes, sir.
Looking at how all the people that don't go to church, they get ahead.
Yeah.
They don't ever pray.
No.
They don't tithe in the church. They got more than what I got.
Yeah.
Have you ever found yourself tired of doing right and still getting behind?
Yeah.
I wish I had a real witness. Right
yeah.
Here. Wish I had a board certified witness to say, preacher, I found myself right here, what you talking about.
Yeah.
Have you ever found yourself, you're doing right, but others are doing wrong?
Yes, sir.
And the people doing wrong are getting ahead, and they got more than you.
Yes, sir.
Can I meddle for a little while and ask a few more questions?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever developed the attitude, I'm not speaking to people anymore? when you start looking around at the weight of this world and you don't have anything? Have you ever found yourself asking, I'm going to walk around with a bad attitude from this day forward? I'm not giving anyone a ride anymore. I'm going to tell people who ask me for a ride, I'm going the opposite way. I'm not loaning any more eggs or a cup of sugar to anybody. Have you ever found yourself saying, I'm not giving any more dollars to the beggar on the street? I'm not donating to the poor or anyone who's less fortunate than myself. Have you ever found yourself saying, I'm cussing people out from this day on? Have you ever found yourself, I'm not going to church anymore?
Yeah.
Have you ever found yourself saying, I'm not going to tithe anymore? Well, baby, I got news for you. God doesn't need you or your money on his program.
Come on.
The God I serve has 10,000 blessings in the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
Society will make you get to a point, but I say to all of us, hold on to God's
unseen
hand. For the word of God teaches us that we win in the end.
Yeah.
I'm done now. But I want to close by talking about the day of reaping.
Yeah.
Ain't God all right?
All right.
Anybody know God is all right?
All right.
Say, he's all right.
All right.
The day of reaping is the equivalent to a payday.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but the only reason I'm at my job, I'm looking for another payday.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad there's payday. That I'm waiting on one of these old days.
Yeah.
And that payday is a great payday.
Yeah.
In other words, you're going to get paid for what you have sown.
Yeah.
And if you've sown bad things, then baby, you're going to get paid for bad things. You're going to get paid for treating people nasty. You're going to get paid for rolling your eyes at people. You're going to get paid for walking by people and not speaking to them despite you looking right in their face.
Yeah.
You're going to get paid for treating people with a nasty attitude.
Yeah.
You're going to get paid for never helping someone who's less fortunate than yourself.
Yeah.
Come on. But I'm so glad that
I'm
there's also the day of reaping.
Yeah.
That is coming one of these old days.
Yeah.
For those who have not fainted on this journey called life, and who have done people right and done by right by everybody. Do I have anyone here that wants to get paid one of these old days?
Yes, sir.
Do I have anyone who wants to get blessed one of these old days?
Yes.
I don't know about you.
I don't know.
But I shout today because I'm so glad there's one of these old days. Yeah, I'm finally going to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, for helping the poor.
Yeah.
For feeding the hungry.
Yeah.
For giving out school supplies.
Yeah.
For giving out clothes to those in need. For speaking to other folks and not walking by them. For helping someone less fortunate than me. For evangelizing people who are out on the street. I'm going to get paid for preaching and teaching the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
And setting the captives free.
Yeah.
I wish I had a real witness right here.
Yeah.
Let me have a Bible scholar to help me close right here.
Come on.
Lucifer passed out on this journey.
Yeah.
And he was put out of Eden.
Yeah.
Adam passed out on this journey.
Call it.
And he was exiled from Eden. Cain passed out in the field.
Call it.
His brother Abel. King Saul passed out in
the field.
And Cain Barnea.
Yeah.
For not obeying the very word of God. Ahab and Jezebel passed out on this journey.
Yeah.
Because they took Naboth's vineyard. Judas Iscariot passed out on this journey. Because he loved money more than the master. Yeah. Ain't the God all right?
You're all right.
I said, ain't God all right?
Yeah.
So glad.
I'm glad.
I said I'm so glad.
I'm glad.
For the faithful saints of God who didn't pass out on this journey. The led Christians cut Moses out. But Moses said, I'm going to keep on leading. God's people up the king's highway. The people laughed at Noah and said, the weatherman said, it's never going to rain. But I'm so glad that Noah kept on hammering. And after a while, then it started raining for 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
You're going to help me close it, won't you?
Yeah.
Then you kept on praying and didn't pass out. Ezekiel kept on preaching and didn't pass out. For he said, the word of God is like a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Jeremiah kept on preaching and didn't pass out. Ain't God all right?
All right.
For he said, the word of God is like fire. Fire. Shut up in my bones.
Somebody
that'll go down and pay man's bond.
Yeah.
I heard Jesus was standing by and say, if you put me in human flesh, I'll go down and pay man's bond.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad
that
Jesus is my joy?
Aren't you glad to see of Galilee? Jesus!